no matter what happens the previous week. There's nothing you can do about that, whether it was good or bad. You got to move on to the next one. The only thing that we control now is how we go out and play against the Houston Texans, and that's what you have to do on a week-in and week-out basis.
The front four is pretty impressive. They know how to get to the quarterback really fast, and they have a good defense in the secondary too. So we obviously got to win fast and make plays for our quarterback. Jonathan Joseph is pretty impressive. I think it's a very experienced defense, and we're just glad to run our routes and do what we have to do to win. Just got to play good football, make plays, and play smart.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Henry Wofford joins us from Comcast Sportsnet, California. He's the host of Raiders Post Game Live. And, Henry, we'll get right to it. This team desperately needs a win on the road. The defense is showing up, and now it's time for Terrell Pryor and this offense to get going.
I totally agree with you, JT. I mean, this is something that we've expected to click for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and for some reason, they continue to struggle. A lot of blame has been placed on Terrell Pryor. We received a lot of emails and texts saying, hey, the Raiders need to bench him. I think it's a little bit ridiculous, especially when the guy steps to the podium after the game and said that his knee was all banged up and he knew before the game even kicked off that he was going to have troubles that day. I'm just wondering when this team is going to click on the offensive side of the ball.
Let's get to the breakdown against the Houston Texans, and they've lost 7 in a row. I thought this was a Super Bowl contender, and they've absolutely train wrecked. J.J. Watt is the focus of this team. I think the Raiders have to focus on chip blocking him, leaving a tight end to block him, because J.J. Watt's got to be licking his chops.
Oh, you know he's going to be licking his chops for sure. Here's a guy, if you want to go one-on-one with him, you're going to get burned. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to give him help, or you're going to have to run the ball more, which has me wondering, when are they going to do that? Because we got a young running back in Rashad Jennings, and he's proven he's hungry. He's running full steam. I hope the best for Darren McFadden, but to be honest with you, JT, Darren McFadden could be 100%, and I would still want to see what we could get out of Rashad Jennings.
A couple of positive notes here coming off the last couple of weeks, even though the Raiders have lost. The play of Charles Woodson, C.O. Moore, and especially Lamar Houston. Talk about his motor. I think if every Raider played as hard as Lamar Houston on every play, this defense can even take it up to a higher level.
Lamar Houston loves football. I talked to Lamar before the season started, and I said, when you look at that defensive line, there's a major concern on who's going to be the man when it comes to the pass rush. Who's going to get to the quarterback? Lamar Houston said without a doubt, he's going to be the guy. And he meant it. And he wasn't afraid to put some extra weight on his shoulder. However, after I asked him that question, I said, are you going to be able to lead by example and encourage your teammates? He says, well, everyone's not a rah-rah guy. I'm definitely not a vocal leader. But if they watch what I'm doing on the field, they'll know exactly the message they need to receive.
Henry, I want to ask you about the play of Tracy Porter. Now that he's healthy, he seemed to have come alive the last few games.
Absolutely. Tracy Porter, 100%, is a very good cornerback. Ask Eli Manning or Peyton Manning, for that matter. Here's a guy who can play on the highest level. You can put him on an island all by himself. He will bait a quarterback. And if he baits you at the right time, ask Eli from last week, he might take it for a pick six. He has a way and a knack for finding that end zone. With Charles Woodson, these young DBs need to understand they can learn so much from some veterans who know how to play the game of football.
Henry does an amazing job with Bill Romanowski postgame on Comcast Sportsnet California. We thank him for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come on this week's edition of the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
My name being called for Raiderette of the Year last year was the best feeling I've ever felt.
Kelly Lack,